Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
TireRack.com
will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. We got Roy Hibbert, former NBA All-Star, joining us at the bottom of the hour. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll get ready for this NBA season. But first, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm fantastic. It's a TV theme song Thursday. Woo! That's always fun.
So you know it's a fun day for me, and absolutely. And we got a barn burner in the desert. 1-0. Seventh inning. Wow. That's a win. That's beating the Phillies, Chris, to hold them to one run through seven innings.
Well, the way they've been hitting the cover.
That's what
off
I mean,
ball,
right?
If
you're the Diamondbacks, you can't blow a chance at beating them when you stop that offense, because they've been monsters.
So. Yeah, and obviously, I mean, look, we have seen what was it when the Red Sox came back on the Yankees? It was 3-0.
It was 3-0.
Yeah, not 3-1.
Yeah, that was great. That's the greatest comeback ever.
Right. So
if you
can't
remember,
say it can't happen, right. But it's obviously unlikely.
It's very difficult. But that one the Red Sox did, what made it so unbelievable, and Chris, I think we've talked about this before, the Yankees won game three like 17-8.
Right.
Like they blew out.
I remember that, yeah.
Everybody was laughing. Oh, my God. Like the Red Sox, they're dead. It was like a softball game.
And it was like that broke the curse.
Am I right? Yeah.
If you will. You know what I mean? Of the Bambino and all that stuff. Like, because they had a nice run after that.
They did.
We got a great show for you guys tonight. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM 83. Of course, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's why Alex is in tonight.
Yep.
Very nice.
You knew he wouldn't miss that. That's in the third hour of the show.
And
DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and twos. Super producer Rob G is in the house. On the updates. It's our man, the loquacious.
No.
I got two.
It's Steve DeSager.
Steve, why'd you play Brian Finley?
He's messing with you.
Yeah, see?
That's
what happens when I'm remote. That's how y'all treat me?
Yes, because I'm
just looking. Just because I'm in remote in balmy New Jersey?
I'm looking at Steve DeSager as we speak, so I would get it right. You know what I'm saying?
Steve DeSager on the updates and on the social media, our man Elijah Sabunia. All right, Rob, a story out of Michigan. My goodness. You know one of my daughters went there. But
can you request a refund, Chris, on those 4 years you paid?
Do I not
like a half
that?
$1 million
I will say her degree is serving her well. She's doing great. But, yeah, man, I mean, this is bad news.
Uh-oh, here comes
from Michigan. Rob G., give us a summary of what's going on there.
Well, in summary, Jim Harbaugh allegedly, keyword being allegedly, is a cheater like Bill Belichick, according to Yahoo Sports' Dan Wetzel, friend of the show.
Dan has broken a lot of good stories for Yahoo.
He's really sharp.
Really good investigative reporter, Chris. You know Dan?
Yeah.
He's really good. He breaks a lot of stuff for them. And you know he's based in Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so according to Wetzel...
We live down the block from each other, actually, in Southfield. Go ahead.
The NCAA is currently investigating Jim Harbaugh's Michigan Wolverines football program for allegedly sign-stealing. According to Wetzel, two of Michigan's opponents this season told Yahoo Sports they became aware that Michigan knew their play signs, and now while sign-stealing isn't necessarily illegal, the way that it's being reported is that they had staffers... at other away games, not at Michigan games.
And that is wrong.
That part is illegal.
That's the part.
Yes.
Teams try to steal signs during
games. But you can't send a staff
just like
to go
in baseball.
There. Right.
Right. So, but when you're sending a staff to another game.
You're trying to cheat.
Yeah.
That's a blatant cheat.
It is exactly what remember when the Patriots a few years ago in Cincinnati.
Right.
We're trying to do.
They did it. And people said, well, what do they need help with Cincinnati and the Bengals? What people didn't realize is Bill Belichick hadn't faced that coach, Chris, so he had nothing on him. It was a new coach. And so he was going to get new stuff to find out what they do. That's exactly what it was.
So the exact story is allegedly they had people attending games of future opponents as well as potential college football playoff opponents.
Wow.
To gather signs and steal signs and call plays. If this is true, the Wolverines would have violated an NCAA bylaw prohibiting off-campus in-person scouting of future opponents in the same season. Again, if it's not a team you're playing that week, you are not allowed to send staffers to scout them.
And what do we hear? Have we heard anything from
Harbaugh? We have heard from Harbaugh. Denies it. Do we have sound of it?
No, he issued a written statement through the university. I can read it here in full if you'd want to. He says, I want to make it clear that I and my staff will fully cooperate with the investigation. I do not have any knowledge or information regarding the University of Michigan football program illegally stealing signals, nor have I directed any staff member or others to participate in an off-campus scouting assignment. I have no awareness of anyone on our staff having done that or having directed that action.
Now, here's the thing. You know, when you say that, plane tickets, how'd they get there? You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be some sort of paper trail if they're going to games.
Right.
You're not sneaking in over the fence.
And I'll say
how did you get in? Or how did you get there to these games?
And even if, first of all, I don't believe, I'm not going to say he's guilty.
I don't know that.
I don't know. I'll say this. It's hard for me to believe that people on his staff were going to places and doing this without him having any knowledge.
I'm with you.
And even if you don't have knowledge, which again, I don't believe, but even if you didn't have knowledge, that doesn't make you look good. Number one, you've got people below you cheating. On your watch.
And why would they be doing that?
And clearly not having, not following, not thinking you're an authority. And why, right, like you said, like, who would do that without telling the head coach? What? Because he's the one, now who's in hot water? Who's the one being criticized?
And him. If you went and did that, Chris, and you implemented, he would have to know, like, somebody would have, like, to use, to be able to use the information you're getting, right? Oh,
where
they're
we
doing
this.
From? Yeah. Oh,
right.
They're going to
really?
Be running
this.
How
do we know
how
this?
Do we, exactly. You got a question. Where right. is this coming from? How do you know that they're going to run this play? Or how do you know they're doing this? How do you know they're lining up this way defensively and they're playing man and it's open or whatever it is?
Right, right.
Like this.
Right.
It you can't buy into that.
So where are you at on this, Rob? What are your feelings about?
Well, I think obviously there's got to be an investigation, but right. if this is true and they find out that they have been doing it, it's going to taint him and Michigan. Just the way that the Astros, we talked about it the other week, Chris, last week. They're never going to get their full due. And Michigan, we thought, turned the program around, right? It was really bad, and then he started to win. He beat Ohio State at Ohio State. My God, you know, when you start to say, you know, Michigan finally turned the corner because they remember they were ready to run him out of town. He had to take a pay cut. I mean, it was bad at Michigan for him.
Well, it was and I had argued for him, you know that, because – I mean, they had gone a couple of decades without finishing in the top 20. Or not absolutely, but finishing, you know, not a few decades.
You didn't like Rich Rodriguez? You didn't like Brady Hoke?
Not Rich Rodriguez did not do much for me.
You know what Brady Hoke's nickname was at Michigan? Brady Joke. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. Right. But they had the program had fallen off from what it was, obviously, you know, Lloyd Carr, Bo Schembechler, all that stuff. Harbaugh did return them to being perennially in the top 20 and some years in the top 10 or 15. So I thought he had done a good job, you know, overall. He wasn't living up to his contract, where he was a top five paid coach in the country, and that's why they wanted him to take a pay cut. But then, Rob, and like you said, it was really getting hot there because they had finished 18th in the country, and then they had finished – they weren't even ranked at the end of one season. That was just a few years ago, 2020. And then they all of a sudden, like you said, they beat Ohio State. They're in the top five. Now they're ranked number two. Like, they have become like a top four or five program the last couple of years, which Michigan, as great as their history is, Rob, they weren't necessarily that. And so it looked like, man, Harbaugh's done a fantastic job. So as you said, it would definitely taint what he's done. But I'm going to say that, and again, I innocent till proven guilty. I'm not saying he's done this. I have no idea. But I'll say, and we'll see how bad it is, right, with the investigation. I mean, we don't know the degree to everything. But what I think should be on the table is, one, suspending, like losing all the victories that they won in the years that they did this. So if they've done this the last 2 years, those victories are wiped from the ledger.
Yeah, no. I mean,
and two, I think if they, I don't know how soon the investigation will be completed, but if soon, he should be suspended for the rest of this season. He already missed the first three games because of some minor stuff, but he should be suspended for the rest of this season. And next year should be on the table too, depending on, you know, how bad this thing is.
Oh, yeah. I agree. If they really find out and they have evidence, Chris, and these guys, these staffers were at these schools or whatever, and they can prove, like, why are they there? What are they doing? You know what I mean? And you could figure it out, piece it together, then they should throw the hammer at them. It's just you can't have it. These are blatant breaking of NCAA rules.
Right. That's bad. And the thing is this, Rob, and I get it, it's a little different college versus pro, but all of these guys are top-level athletes. The teams they're playing are top-level, particularly if they get to the playoff. And the difference between, like somebody might say, oh, well, they know their signs. That's huge. Rob, the difference between, you know, not winning a playoff game and winning a national championship is minute.
Chris, you know,
I always point people to like the 100 meter dash in the Olympics or World Championships or whatever you want to call it. The difference between winning gold and finishing out of the off the medal stand is very minuscule. It's tenths of a second, a couple of tenths of a second. And that's generally the difference between world-class athletes. And so any little advantage you get is not fair.
We talk about it all the time, Chris. It's just like hitting in baseball. If right? you know what's coming, dude, that's half the battle.
Absolutely.
I don't care how hard he throws it. If I know for sure I could dig in on a fastball and it's not going to have a bend in it, I got a way better chance of
as
hitting
as a player,
it.
Right. Now, to the average, that wouldn't matter to me and you.
Right.
But to a major league hitter, absolutely. I know a fastball's coming. Like you said, that thing is, yeah, I'm
I got a better, right. I got to guard against him throwing some breaking yep. stuff or a curveball. That's yep. what I guard against.
No doubt. So this is big. It's unfortunate because they were having a great year, are having a great year. And, you know, as you said, Rob, it looked like he had really turned them around. And this is going to taint it, if indeed it is true. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Jim Harbaugh and the University of Michigan under investigation. What are your thoughts? That's next, Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're
nice,
live
Alex.
From the
Letterman
TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Jim Harbaugh and the situation up at Michigan.
I don't know if I ever told you, Chris, I was the biggest David Letterman fan in college when he used to come on at 12:30. And then when he went to CBS to do the show, I was at his very first show at CBS. I was in the studio audience. Yep,
did Letterman. You ever meet him?
Never met him. But I was big in college. I loved David Letterman.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Elvis in Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple on this TV theme song Thursday. What's up, Elvis?
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing tonight?
Doing great.
We're great, man. You?
All right. Hey, love the show. Hey, listen, I would say this about this whole deal, man. If it turns out that he had any knowledge or if Harbaugh had anything to do with this, which I'm not saying he did, but if he did,
right.
My big question would be, dude, what are you doing, man? It's not like you're Vandy in the SEC, right, and you can't get the athletes that these other guys get. You cannot compete with Alabama and Georgia. It's not like that. You and Ohio State are at the top of the conference, man. What are you doing? You have to cheat to beat Rutgers and Indiana? I mean, come on, man.
Well,
that would be my main point.
No, I hear you.
And also, if indeed it's true, he may have been cheating trying to beat some of those SEC schools.
After they got schooled in the
– They might meet.
Remember,
in the playoff.
In the playoff, Chris, they got it was not a pretty picture.
Right.
So, Brian in Alabama – I mean, Brian in Atlanta. I'm sorry, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, B?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. You know what LaDainian Thomas has said, right? But anyway, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
No,
was he the first? I don't even think he was the first to say that.
It sounds cool, but no.
Yeah, but if Harbaugh did this at Michigan, I'd be interested to know what he did when he was in San Francisco and what he did when he was at Stanford. And then the other thing is, this is so odd. If you're a head coach and you can't change your signals weekly, I don't get it. Just change your signals so it doesn't matter. But maybe they don't. Maybe they're lazy.
I don't know. That doesn't excuse it, right? Right. I hear what you're saying.
We get it. And like, a lot of teams probably do, just like baseball.
Chris, you know this. Baseball, the third base coach, there's a trigger. It's the same things. But if I don't tap my cap, it's off.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you got to look for that first. If I don't tap my cap, then it's not on. And if I do or something, they do different things to try to throw you off. But I'm with you. It doesn't excuse what Michigan did if it is in fact the case. Kevin in Culver City, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
What's up, fellas? God is good. God is good.
Yep. That's right.
I got a little shout out. Please, RIP, Suzanne Summers. You guys got to play a step by step theme song for me.
That's a good Suzanne Summers. Let's play that. Suzanne Summers. Three's Company, Step by Step died last.
Yes.
Year.
How old was she?
She was only about 76.
Yeah. She was young.
Yeah.
She was
in good shape. I mean, I thought she made
This is Suzanne. So I thought she made a big mistake leaving. Three's Company too soon. You know, she thought she was too big for that show.
She never really, step by step, I don't even really remember.
I think Three's Company was the show. Am I right?
That was the show.
And she left early. And who was the other one from Cheers left too? Shelley Long. She left Cheers too early.
Didn't she do a few movies?
Yeah,
was she Popeye or something?
Yeah, she was Olive Oil. She wasn't a movie star. You know what I mean?
No, she didn't. No. Yeah, she didn't blow up.
All right, go ahead, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Then she had a Dime Master. But yeah, this is huge for football.
Dime Master.
If you know what play is coming, that changes everything. Look at what happened against that pro team, CJ Stroud. We're like, how Ohio State lose to Michigan like that, C.J. Stroud, because they knew their plays. If you know when the blitz is coming, it changes everything. It's like cheating on a test. It's like knowing everything. If you know when a player's going to throw the ball, the quarterback's going to throw, you know when to blitz and not to blitz.
Yep.
And then you talk about betting, that changes the whole thing. You know, if the team is on the up and up, then how are you supposed to make your bet? And you're looking at it like this. Is this a bigger Pandora's box than college football? It's huge. It's not like basketball where you're going off of just, you know, playing up and down. This is strategy. So, and sign stealing is a big deal. Everybody watches film. But if you know what coach is signaling, what play is a run versus a pass and run, that changes the whole game. That's winning and losing. That's winning the ball game.
No doubt.
And you look at the turnaround that Michigan had, it all makes sense now. So this is a big, big deal. It's huge, and it's huge for college football because these games mean everything. And people are betting on these games too.
Well, we know that. The betting part is bad.
There's no doubt.
All right, thanks, Kev. Appreciate it.
Roy Hibbert, former NBA All-Star, around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks daily fantasy sports made easy. You can visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Our next guest played 9 years in the NBA, two-time All-Star, and you're remembering from those Indiana Pacers teams that, Rob, they gave Miami's big three of LeBron, Wade, and Bosh all they wanted.
They gave them all the smoke.
Seven with them in the conference finals, six with them in the conference finals, and our next guest was a huge part. He was on Indiana's big three. Roy Hibbert. Roy, welcome to the
Odd Couple,
brother.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you guys for having me. I just want to honestly say I listen to your show all the time. I'm a big fan. I love the content and everything you guys put out without all the extra stuff, you know? You guys have good analysis, and I appreciate it.
Man, thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Roy. Yep. Means a lot, man. Now you're dabbling in this some, right? Now, do you want to do more TV? I mean, you've done acting, Parks and Recreation, things like that, and some sports talk, too. So are you looking to do more in this or what?
Last year was my first year at CBS doing college sports behind the desk in studio. I tried my hand at coaching with the 76ers. I can honestly tell you that I will not do that ever again. coaching is not for me. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather be commentating than having to, like, you know, babysit some players, you know?
Well, you
said it. Sixers babysitting some players. This James Harden thing is crazy. What's your take on this?
Well, you know, I feel like in this day and age, what I'm about to say, some players may not like, but, like, you know, I used to listen to Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, Dikembe. Whenever they used to speak, I used to listen. And one thing that I always got from them is, like, you know, like, at least they're going to pay you this amount of money. I feel like you should honor your contract. And it's just unfathomable to me to say, you know, I'm going to put up a fuss, you know, not only once but twice. It could be three times now if he doesn't get what he wants. You know, you're making tons of money. I feel that, you know, you should go out there, put your best foot forward, you know, improve your trade value. You know, sometimes people think in the NBA when you're on the wrong side of 30, things are going downhill. And, you know, his stats have suffered, but have gone down from his, like, prime years. But, you know, to me, I feel like I want to see him on the court out there. Don't waste any more. I'm not saying him, but I don't want the 76ers to waste Joel's prime years right now.
How much blame do you put on, and I'm with you with the players and whatnot, but how much blame goes on ownership and management who continues to give in? Like you could say, oh, this is wrong what James Harden's done, but he's done this already twice, and you still traded for him. You know what I mean? Like, how can you frown on it because you've allowed him to do this, and then you trade it for him?
Yeah, I guess it's a mix because, you know, I think about those NBA commercials where they say this is a players' league, you know. So literally, you know, they've been given some more leeway on things, and I feel that I'm an old school guy. I much rather, you know, you do it by the book, but at the same time, the owners, you know, do have to give in to these new players, and hopefully, you know, they can come to a better understanding because every 2-3 years, I don't want to hear about a player who just signed a contract that doesn't want to play and will just sit out. You know, like, you know, 76ers have a chance, you know, within the last 2 years to make some noise, but I'm not really sure how much runway they have left.
Roy, you mentioned Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, Dikembe Mutombo. Of course, they were your predecessors and mentors at Georgetown. You played at Georgetown, 7-footer, you know, followed in their footsteps. You were a traditional center. You played in the post. Obviously, the game has changed tremendously since you were playing, and you see 7-footers, and now we see, of course, Victor Wembanyama. We can get to him in a minute, but he's out on the perimeter. What is your view of the way the game has changed? I mean, it almost looks like a different game from when you played.
You know, I would honestly say people would think that I'm upset, you know, because dinosaurs back to the basket centers have, you know, not necessarily died off, but they're just and evolve, let's just say. And I like to see, you know, big guys like Joel and Joker be mixing up in the post, but then also, you know, go out to the three-point line and show what they got. When I was at Georgetown, love them to death, rest in peace, Big John always told me, you know, big guys make their money in the paint. And he used to tell me that every time I tried to shoot jump shots and stuff. But for me, it's just the evolution of the game. It's secular. I don't know if I said that properly, but I feel like at some point it'll go back to the low post, maybe in 10, 15 years when there's another like big presence. But, you know, to be honest with you, I like the pace of the game. I like going up and down. When you look at the analytics, one-on-one post-up shots are like one of the worst shots, one and done. The other team goes down, shoots a three, may get an opportunity for offensive rebound. So it's stat-wise, it's just, you know, stat-wise, things have taken over in terms of on-the-court stuff and then also the things in terms of resting players and everything.
Let me ask you, you brought up the Joker, who was fantastic in the postseason and the championship and the playoffs at total. Didn't win the MVP. Some people were, going against him just because he had won it 2 years in a row, and he really proved to a lot of people. What's his ceiling? Because I feel like he's still growing and getting better. Like, not that he's going the other way. He's still a young guy. Can he be even better than we've seen?
I mean, in terms of like his awkwardness of how he's able to hit shots, I'm not sure how long to say, like, can he do this another 8 years where he's just making some insane shots. But the ability to pass, you know, bring the ball up the court, find open players, I feel like he can continue to do that years and years and years. And, you know, maybe his acrobatic nimbleness on the court may suffer as he gets older and you know, have more wear and tear. But I think that he has a long career. I don't know if they could win it back-to-back, but I feel that they'll be top three in the West as long as Joker's there.
So what are your thoughts on Victor Wembanyama? You said you like to see the big men, you know, play out on the perimeter and stuff. If you've seen any of him in the preseason, I mean, he's done a little bit of everything in the preseason. So what are your thoughts on him and really his ceiling?
So in terms of ceiling, I just want to start with this first. When I played with George Hill, who got traded from the Spurs to the Pacers, and I got to know Coach Pop and Tim Duncan on a one-on-one basis. I actually went out to San Antonio to work out with Tim and the Spurs while I was on the Pacers during the summer, just to absorb. And just being around that facility and the fact that, you know, everybody's working together. Literally, if the players are running sprints on the field, Coach Pop was running sprints and the assistant coaches were running sprints during the summer workouts. So I feel that he's going to have a good, solid foundation, no BS, nothing, you know, to distract them outside. But one thing I do know about Victor is, like, I'm not sure what his ceiling will be, but the worst, I think, if he puts in the time and effort with Tim and the Spurs and Coach Pop, the worst I feel like he could be is like a Porzingis. And, like, you look at Porzingis, he's, you know, a unicorn in New York, traded two or three times. And usually once you get traded two or three times, you know, your value diminishes. You don't get the ball as much. He's a key component for this Boston Celtics team now, you know, so to make a deep run. So I feel that I don't know what the ceiling could be, but if he puts the time and effort in, the worst thing he could be is like a Porzingis, who's like 18, maybe 16 to 18 points per game and give you some good moments on the court.
Look, if Porzingis could stay healthy, I mean, he might be a perennial all-star in the East. You know, that's been a big problem for him. So he's 20-9, plenty 20+ and 9 when he's healthy. So, they'll take that if they can get it. That's for darn sure.
And one last thing. If you were the Clippers, would you trade for James Harden? Does this make sense? Or do you leave what you have? Or do you put yourself out there by bringing James Harden into something that you already have going with the Clippers?
Obviously, being a GM and a front office person is totally different than, like, guesstimating. But I think about my time with the Pacers, David West came in, and he is always like, all right, every 10 games, let's assess what's going on, where we are, you know, as opposed to, like, doing something rash, like right now, pulling the trigger and trading some first, or, you know, I'm not sure what the trade package would be. So, to me, I'd like to see the Clippers you know, shout out to PG. I hope he does really well this year. And but I hope that they maybe start off, see where they are in terms of the pack, because, you know, Phoenix is looking good. Denver's looking to go back to, you know, back-to-back. So I feel like they should feel it out. Like, it's okay the first 20 games, you know, don't really feel like you need to, like, make a move until maybe you're, like, 4-16 or, you know, at the beginning of the season. Then you may need to make a jump, make a move.
All right, that is Roy Hibbert, NBA veteran. Great stuff,
nice
man,
job.
Roy. We'll get you on again, brother, for real.
I appreciate it. I keep up the good work. I love hearing you guys, and God bless. I hope you all have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, my man. Peace. That's Roy Hibbert, two-time NBA All-Star with The Odd Couple. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're in the final stretch to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get tickets today at BreedersCup.com. Time, folks, for Shekel City.
To Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
I'm impressed, Chris. The Diamondbacks got a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the ninth and stole on the first pitch. So they're set up, man on second, nobody out.
Wow!
I mean,
second base is like a mattress, so of course they stole.
Yes, that's right. All right, here we go. Shekel City, Chris, last night. If you were messing with me last night, guess what? You would have won. I was 2-0 last night on my Shekel City, so not bad. And here we go for tonight on Shekel. I have the Diamondbacks plus 1.5 runs, Chris, as my best bet over the Phillies. They now have a man on third. Is that with two outs now? I thought it was one out. Two outs. All right. And Diamondbacks with the money line, and I also had the under 9, and the score is 1-1, so I could win all three of these and be 5-0 my last two nights if the D-backs do win this game, and they have a man on third with two outs. All right, remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. With that said, Rob, said, 1-1, bottom of the ninth inning.
It's only one out, right? I'm right. One
Arizona.
Out. Yeah, one. Oh, no outs. Chris, no outs.
So where are your thoughts on this this next game tonight? You got Houston, which won its first game of the series last night. They're still down 2-1 to the Texas Rangers. That was their first loss this postseason, Texas. So what are your thoughts on tonight's game?
I think the Rangers get back to it. They were due for a loss. We had talked about it. 7-0 in the playoffs. The Astros were due. Their season was on the line. Couldn't be 0-3. I'm not, like, afraid. Oh, my God, the Rangers are done. They lost their first game this postseason, and it happens. You know, you just got to be able to bounce back. Baseball is very different. It's not a – if you got a good starting pitcher, just like we just saw the Phillies bomb Arizona, right, Chris, with the bats.
Yep.
They got a great start. They got a great start tonight. They only gave up one run to the Phillies and that team, and now they have a chance to win and get back in this series. That's how it is. So I believe the Rangers will win tonight, go up 3-1, and then win this series probably in 6 games, you know, go back to Houston and then come back to wrap it up. But I have confidence in the Rangers. They're a pretty good team, and they've come together pretty nicely.
Yeah, Houston, man, I just hate – it's hard for me to count them out.
No, I get
because
that.
Because for all the cheating – and I hate to keep saying that. But
Chris, it's a part of their story. You can't help it.
It just is. I hate to say it, Astros fans. But but they are tough. And, Rob, you and I said this when they won the World Series. And even before they won it, because they kept getting close, that they have – you would think that they had erased the questions about them.
Right, because they finally won again,
great.
Right.
Yeah, right. And it we know now that they didn't, that it appears that people still hold that against them, and we get it. We're not going to sit here and be apologists for them. But I tell you what, Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman, the rest of these guys, they got some playoff metal. They got some championship medal, and I wouldn't be surprised in the least bit if they tie this thing up tonight, and then we're looking at a best of three.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, I think I saw a stat. Are they 17-3 there at Globe Life Field?
Well,
in the last couple of years, Steve,
yeah,
did you know that number?
No,
I think, but they've played well there. So they played very well at that ballpark. So Chris is not out of the realm. Or maybe they're 17-3 in their last 20 road games. Like road games, period.
Well,
that's the number I saw.
Is that what it was? 17
yeah.
in their last
20
wait,
road
17
games.
17-3 playoff road
no,
games?
No.
Or
road
just game, this year?
Just period. Road
this season. Games. Yeah, they were the best. Well, they didn't have the best road record in the league, but their road record. There's the biggest discrepancy between their road record and their home record versus any other team in the league. There were a few other teams that were better on the road than at home, but none by the degree that Houston was. Rob, Houston was under 500 at home. And on the road, they were terrific. And so, yeah, I mean, for whatever reason, no pun intended, they feel at home in Arizona right now. And so we'll see. They win tonight. They regain control of the series and home field advantage, whatever that might mean for them. All right, 2 hours left. Odd Couple, keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC, We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.